Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bug it up.
I ain't got no kids.
You got grandbabies. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm not sure if I can do this. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in a fairly new relationship with a great guy. Everything was going great for the first 90 days of our relationship, so we were mutually ready to advance to a sexual relationship. We talked beforehand about what we enjoyed and did not enjoy during intimacy. But he left out one important detail about what he really likes. On our second encounter, he asked me to use a toy on him. Yes, it was his toy that he pulled out of a box under his bed. Yes, it's exactly what you're thinking. I thought he was joking at first, but he was very serious. So I decided to try it and see what happened. Surely this man came to life, and he became so passionate, aggressive, and vocal. Afterwards, he said he was so happy that he could reveal this side of himself to me without judgment. The problem is,
Hold up.
Huh? Yeah.
She ain't told her what kind of toy it is, though.
No, wait.
Okay, what? Yes? Is there confusion?
She used a toy on him?
Yes. Yes.
And he became excited and vocal?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you got it now?
I think I do.
Okay.
This ain't no G.I. Joe. Come on.
All right, she says, Shirley, this man came to life. He became so passionate, aggressive, and vocal. Afterwards, he said he was so happy that he could reveal this side of himself to me without judgment. The problem is, she says, I am judging him. I am okay with the fact that he might be bisexual, but this is not something I plan to keep up. I am crazy about this guy, and I feel comfortable enough to talk to him about this, but I'm sure he will leave me and find someone else that's more open-minded and adventurous in the bedroom. I've never experienced this before. We're at the point now where he can't reach his destination if I'm not driving the car. This is getting way too much for me to handle since we've only been together for 9 months. Should I just break it off with him? Am I overthinking this? Please advise. All right. Listen, if you're not comfortable with this.
This ain't a good letter.
No.
I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm not going to be able to address this letter in any way and still stay on the air.
I know we won't be doing no reenactment. I know it won't be no reenactment. I tell you.
I don't see how.
People have issues, Stephen. They need help, okay? They need help.
I'm turning my mic off.
Four comedians. She wrote to a show with four comedians.
And ain't nobody got nothing to say.
We're going to try and help you, though. I mean, she's at the point where, you know, this is way too much for her to handle. So if it's too much for you to handle, don't handle it, okay? You got to break this thing off before it does get...
Literally.
Yeah, before it does get out of control. You're not comfortable with it. You know, you guys discussed it beforehand, but he left this part out, you said. You know... And if you don't do this, you put it this way. If you're not driving the car, he can't reach his destination. That's what you said. And you said this is way too much for you to handle. So I say stop handling it. You know, you guys have only been together 9 months. You're not married. You want to know, should you break it off? I have to thank you, though, first of all, for being so discreet in this letter. We definitely get what you're saying here. This is a first. I don't think we've ever gotten this kind of letter before. Yeah, and you are very open-minded, and you are very adventurous. But listen, if you're uncomfortable, if what you're doing makes you uncomfortable, then stop. You don't have to do this. I mean, you know, this is what he wants sexually, but, you know, you can be out. Just say no. You're uncomfortable. You guys have been talking so far, so talk some more and tell him, you know, what you don't like. And, yeah, he might leave you, but, you know, that's the chance you'll have to take. No risk, no reward on this
one. I'm going to go get some tea.
Well, if you're talking about leaving me, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to help you put all this stuff back in this box. You can get the hell out. Oh, I am not open-minded or adventurous. So this letter for me, and I don't want nobody to take this personal. Whatever you do that floats your boat, you and your boat can keep right on float. But you didn't write in to somebody with a floatable boat. You wrote in, you said Shirley and Steve. Now, I don't know what's going on here. Y'all been talking for 90 days. Y'all decided to move the relationship sexual. Y'all even talked about what you liked and what you didn't like. Y'all had sex. It must have been okay because you got together a second time. And when you got together a second time, he bought something out. He reached up in the bed. He had a toy. And he asked you to use it on him. Come to find out, you had to do some driving. Now, it got so crazy where you thought he was joking, but he wasn't. Now, he can't reach his destination without you driving this toy.
Who's been driving it, though?
That's not in the letter.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's sitting up under the bed.
Well, you know.
Careful.
Everything I think of, I have to stop.
You can't do nothing.
The letter is about her and how she feels about doing what he wants her to do. So you're addressing her, Steve.
Okay, cool. Let me do that then. See, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you except if this is too much for you.
Exactly.
It's too much for you.
Right.
Now, he said afterwards that he was so happy that he could reveal this side of himself without judgment. The problem is you judging him. And I'm with you. I know you judging him. Because I be wondering what the hell going on my damn self. The fact that he might be bisexual. See, that's where I need to stop, go to break.
She's okay with that, she says.
Yeah, she is.
All right. Well, you want to stop it right there and come back with me?
I don't even want to come back.
All right. all right, we're going to have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. It's an interesting letter. We had a disclaimer at the beginning of the letter. We'll do that again when we come back. The subject, I'm not sure if I can do this. Dun, dun, dun. Well, and we do have to do a disclaimer. If you have children in the car, you might not want them to hear this letter. The subject is, I'm not sure if I can do this.
If you got other adults in the car, they might not want to hear it either.
Yeah.
This woman dating this man, they finally have sex. They done talked about what they like and what they don't like. First time must have went okay because they got together for the second time. Next time they got together, they was talking again about what they like and what they don't like. She told him what she liked, and he said what he liked. But at the second time, homeboy reached up under the bed, pulled a box out. It had a sexual toy in it. She thought he was joking at first, but he wanted her to use it on him. And boy, did he get loud. Started saying things.
That's what she said.
Confessing. Oh, Lord. And when it was over with, he was just so happy.
She didn't say confessing.
That's what you do, though, when something like that.
What is he telling?
Well, he told us right. He said afterwards, he said he was so happy he could reveal this side of himself without me judging.
Yeah. Did say that.
Now, right there. Obviously, something didn't get told. Now, is he bisexual? I don't know. I would, based on what you said he was bisexual. He could probably be.
Yeah, she said, I am okay with the fact that he might be bisexual. But, that's what she says. She says she is judging him. And she's okay with the fact that he might be bisexual, but this is not something she plans to keep up.
Well, yeah, which means that in the 9 months, they done it a few times.
More than
a few. I think, lady, in my estimation, you should walk away because you're not going to be able to keep this up.
Nope.
And then suppose, just suppose, that he wants more. What you gonna do then? So I don't know, if you're heterosexual and you wanna be in a monogamous relationship, then I think you gotta get yourself in that position to get what you want out of it. You know, you can have fun if it's what you wanna do. Temporarily, it's up to you, but you know,
Yeah, she needs to walk away, Steve. I mean, that's it. She said she's not going to be able to keep this up. So, and if this is what he wants, it makes him come alive and all of that. She's not going to be able
now,
to do
Now, let me
this.
Ask you something, Tommy.
No, I got a show. No, oh no. I'm not in this
I'm talking about women right now.
Okay, all right, cool. Come on.
Have you ever had a woman that did something that was a little bit outrageous for you and you had to pull back?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. How'd you feel about having to?
Well, I left, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, did you run?
Yeah, I have left with my clothes still at her house. Yeah.
Naked?
Yeah. I done been in my car, crunked the car up butt naked with none but some socks on. You damn right I done it. I know when to leave. I know when to get out.
That's what she should do. Yeah. If she's uncomfortable, absolutely.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I done been sitting at the right butt naked with some socks on.
At the light.
I've had an experience where I've had to go. What you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have seen the suitcase come out. Mm-hmm. Just sitting down there, just cute as she want to be, just cutting stuff on.
What? I'm down there going,
what is all this damn noise?
What is all this, man?
What is all this damn noise?
Why
is the bed moving? Yeah. Man, she had all kinds of stuff.
That's too much.
And they say,
too
plug much. This in for me.
Plug this in? What?
Don't worry about that. I got a compressor.
What were you there for? Decoration?
Man. The,
what? Stand over there and hit these two switches.
Hey, hold this in for me.
What? What is you hear that?
I'm talking about, man, just stuff down there, that foot, that bed had about 7-8 things out.
Are you
out.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, man. Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at this little fine thing. I'm sitting here going, man, what the hell I got myself in?
What am I here for?
Well, Unc, that's what I just asked.
The other part about Unc, you never see it coming.
Mm-mm.
You never see
it
like that.
But here the crazy thing is, I ain't know what none of that stuff did.
Wait a minute. So, Junior, what are you saying?
They always look like a little librarian.
You know, like,
now, what are you saying? So you've had this experience as well?
Yeah, I had to leave while she went to the bathroom. I just left.
Yeah. Really, yeah, Junior?
No, because when they get that little trunk, they open that little trunk, all this stuff is in there, like Uncle say.
And it's got lights in it.
It's a lock on it. Then she come out with a cord. Then she say, plug that in for me. then it got gas that go with it.
Yeah.
The generator.
You know, she started putting on creams and stuff.
Man,
what?
You know how you jump a car. Do you
want some on your hand? It's going to make your hand hot.
Yeah.
All
I don't need no hot ass hand.
Battery cable?
It look like, you ever seen jumper cable? People put this over there and clamp that right there. All right, now hold what you got. Yeah. Try it now. No, it's too much, man. No.
You want to stand up? No, I don't want to stand up.
Hey, you lay right here.
It's amazing the things we learn about
hold
you guys
this.
On this show. Especially
hold this.
YouTube.
No, I don't want to
hold
that.
No.
You got scared?
Yeah. I thought this was going to be casual.
Hold on, wait.
Come on, Steve.
Hear what messed me up. She said, you want one of these? What? You got two of them? That girl looked at me and said, do you want one of these? I went, the hell you need two of them for?
Too much.
Baby, you go, no, hell no, I don't want no one of them. What is it?
Why we got hot, wet wipes? What is this for? What is that for, man?
I see how you stupid.
Hot, wet wipes. What is that?
You can't even say it, but.
Tommy, I look down there, she just rubbing baby oil all on her face.
Man.
I'm going, what is you need a slippery face for?
Because you love baby
what
oil.
What the hell is you fitting
what
to
you
do?
What you about to slip into?
Yeah. Y'all got scared. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you for contributing. I think bottom line to this young lady, get out while you can, okay? Get out.
Yeah.
Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.